So playing the game for a little while, you can definitely tell that it's been 2K.
Yeah.
It's been cleaned up, the animations have been cleaned up a little bit. What are you most proud of this game so far?
Oh, man, Patrick, that's a really great question. I guess, you know, based off what we're showing today, because today was just a small little sample of what, you know, we have in store. To honestly answer that question, the thing I'm most proud of, we haven't unveiled yet. So there's a good tease right there. We have a lot more cool things. One thing in particular that I think is just awesome and I'm very proud of. But as far as what we show today, I think the navigation, two things, navigation and the improvements we made to the catch finishers, being able to perform them offensively, instead of just defensively, I think just completely opens up that gameplay system, makes it more accessible. Because, you know, we added those in last year's game. They're really cool. But because you can only perform them as a defensive measure, you very rarely had a chance to really see them in use. You know, it was really dependent on your opponent putting you in a situation where you could activate them. So we kept that, but now being able to actually say, you know, I'm, you know, HBK, and I want to shoot you up into the air and kick your head off, you know, while you're coming down, you know, being able to do that on my own is just extremely satisfying, and it's a gratifying animation. It just feels good. I feel like a badass. Oh, can I say that? I feel like a badass, you know, when I do it. So I'm really excited and happy and proud about that.
Looking at the work that, you know, that THQ and Yuke's have done over the years, what were you guys most impressed with before you took over the project?
As far as coming to 2K?
Yeah.
Just honestly, and no disrespect to my former employer, I've been at THQ, or I was at THQ since 2003, my first job straight out of college. But 2K, they really appreciate us, they appreciate what we've done, and they are fans. They understand the WWE, they like the WWE, and they wanted to be in business with the WWE and our team. And I think just that level of, you know, acceptance is something that our team really never received at my former employer. So that's one thing I like, is that, you know, being part of the, you know, 2K Take-Two Visual Concepts family is just, I feel great. I'm honored to be working with these fine people, and they have the utmost respect for what we do and for what the WWE does. So it's just a great partnership, and I'm just, like I said, I'm extremely thrilled to be part of this this new family.
2K games are known for their deep customization options. WWE games are known for their deep customization options.
Yeah.
How are you guys going to bring these two worlds together? Are there going to be changes to that creator wrestler?
We have added some cool things to Custom Superstar. I'm not at liberty to discuss those changes right now, but you're right. Our game is known outside of, you know, the great wrestling that we do. We're known for our wealth of create modes. So those are all coming back. That I can say. I just can't really get into the nitty-gritty of what improvements we've made, but you're right. You know, I play NBA 2K a lot, and, you know, that game has a lot of similarities with our game just for how deep the, you know, the customization is and that. So I think it's a perfect fit. You know, obviously, you know, basketball and wrestling are different, you know, sports, but we share a lot of the same things as far as, you know, the robustness of our feature set and just how deep the gameplay is, and all the cool things you can do outside of the actual, from whether you're playing basketball. In the case of our game, wrestling a match, whether it's creating your own guy, creating your own arena, so on and so on. So, you know, we haven't, all that's going to be, you know, present in 2K14. With a whole, like I said, a whole bunch of cool new fun additions that I think our fans are going to be pleasantly surprised with.
You guys mentioned during the press conference that there'll be changes to the pacing of the match. Playing it, you see that, but can you just explain to the, you know, people, the gamers listening, how the pace of the match will change in this year's version?
You know, one of the things we showed off was just, you know, the rate in which, you know, we're giving players more control over the action. In last year's game, you know, the chain grapple system was one. Chain grapples kind of are the predominant offensive tactics used in the game. And in last year's game, you could get, especially if you're playing against a skilled player, you could get into these, you know, kind of like tete-a-tetes, where if you're playing against a really skilled opponent, you just go from one reversal to the other, and you're basically just switching positions, which can kind of stall the momentum and the pace of the match, because instead of seeing moves, you're just seeing this back and forth, kind of almost like a dance between, oh, I got control, now you got control. So we just wanted to clean that up, and by doing that, we greatly increased just the pace of the match. Because even, and honestly, you feel more, it's more gratifying, more satisfying to perform a reversal and have that be treated as a move in and of itself, instead of saying, oh, now I get to try to do a move, only to have you kind of get put in the same situation. So that has definitely helped speed up the pace. It kind of, and because these counter animations, these reversal animations, inflict damage on your opponent as well, it kind of helps you build to your strongest set of moves a little bit faster than the past. So just in terms of a wrestling match, you start out with your kind of basic hold, just suplex, just scoop slams. Because what we've done with the in the reversals, you're then able to get into like your DDTs and more powerful moves when you know you expect them, like in the middle of the match, almost like when you're taking it home to give it up to your finisher and then the end. So, and then the strike speed as well, speeding that up. Just, you know, I mean, our game isn't, you know, Street Fighter Ultra, but we just wanted to make it a little bit quicker, a little more, because, you know, when you watch wrestling, it is very fluid and it's very back and forth. So we really wanted to encapsulate that in this year's product. I think we've done a great job.
After the trailer was released a couple of weeks ago, there's been like a lot of outcry from the fanboys and gamers online that the game doesn't look much different than 2K13. Watching it now, I've seen all the animations, but can you just explain what you guys have done visually to the game to kind of put those critics to rest?
Yeah, I read those, when the trailer came out. And, truthfully, I could see how someone could say that based on that trailer. But the thing is, you have to understand that was just our first kind of rollout. It was a tease. It's a little morsel of what we have to come. And like you said, you've played the game. You've seen it. It's like seeing it in motion, playing it for yourself, you really get the sense. It's kind of hard in a 20-second, 30-second spot to try to cram and say, this is instantly different from last year. Because honestly, yes, it's different. But is it, there's only so much you can do to really make a game look different when you're, creating something that is what it is. It's wrestling. It really can't make basketball look different one year to the other because it's basketball. But, the things that we've added, whether it be the new reversal system, the new catapult finishers, the OMGs that we've added, like you said, the improvements for animation, I think once players see it in a longer light, they'll come around, and I think they'll see the differences, especially once they play it themselves. So yes, that was out there, and we all kind of okay, but I felt okay because I know what we have in this game, and I know what we're going to be showing as we get closer to release. So I know that that sentiment is definitely going to die down by the time our game is ready for release when it comes out on the 29th of October.
Okay. Last question. How do you want this game to be remembered, say, 4 or 5 years from now? There's like this long list of WWE names, like 15 of them, and everyone can go, oh, here comes the pain. That was da 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 da. Or SmackDown versus Raw, the first one. This was this, No Mercy. All these games, people have like feelings.
Yeah. I do myself, yeah. I do.
How do you want people to feel about this game, say, 4 or 5 years from now?
That's a great question. I honestly, in my heart of hearts, I've worked in this game, this franchise, for a long time. I think this is the most complete WWE game that I've had the pleasure to be a part of, from top to bottom, whether it's, the improved animations, the gameplay. Like you say, the game's been 2K-ized, and in the most positive sense, because, they are all about quality, and so are we. Being a part of a company that has such a great track record of putting out quality products, from the NBA games to, everything, it puts the pressure on us in a good way, because I think, we need that. And so I think when people look back, 4 or 5 years from now, I honestly think they're gonna say, wow, they'll remember that. Remember that first game, the first 2K game, when they moved from THQ, that was the one. We're not stopping here, but I think just in terms of this being kind of like a brand new beginning for myself, for being on the team for so long and being with this new company, I think, and like I said, the things that we haven't even unveiled yet, I think this is going to be hard to top. this really is. We set that for 13. And, I honestly think, this is it. This is the most fun that I've had working on a game. And like I said, I've been working on these since 2004. So, yeah, I think it's going to be fondly remembered. And hopefully, it'll be mentioned in the same breath as Here Comes the Pain. Because I still play Here Comes the Pain. And I can see people still playing this one years down the line. You got Ultimate Warrior in the game. You got Ultimate Freaking Warrior. I never thought that would happen. So I think it'll be fondly remembered for all the right reasons.